This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Investigators continue trying to determine the exact cause of a deadly plane crash of the Ethiopian Airlines. It killed all 149 passengers and 8 crew members. As Reuters' Mia Warmersley reports, some are starting to raise questions about the particular plane model.
The Boeing 737 jet heading to Nairobi was the MAX 8, the same plane that crashed in Indonesia in October, killing 189, raising questions about the safety of the new model. The flight left the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa, at 8:38 a.m. local time before losing contact with the control tower.
We can now confirm that there were at least 35 nationalities. Among the most affected, as you may expect, is Kenya, Canada with 18, France, UK, 7 each, and the USA with 8.
Flight tracking website FlightRadar24 said on its Twitter feed the flight had unstable vertical speed after takeoff.
Reuters' Mia Warmersley reporting. In addition to the nearly $7 billion that President Trump has ordered redirected for border wall funding, White House officials say it will release Monday in his new budget. He'll pursue an additional $8.6 billion. This is money that congressional leaders like Chuck Schumer have already said the president will not get.
President Trump hurt millions of Americans and caused widespread chaos when he recklessly shut down the government to try and get an inexpensive, ineffective wall, which he always said Mexico would pay for.
Trump's third budget proposal during his presidency for the year starting in October is expected to draw wide opposition from Democratic lawmakers as well as some of his own party's Republicans. This is VOA News. A spokesman for the Syrian Democratic Forces has announced on social media that U.S.-backed forces have begun their final assault on the Islamic State terror group enclave of Baghouz. Earlier, he tweeted, "The last chance for any fighters or civilians still holding out in the small path of land on the banks of the Euphrates River to leave had come and gone." An Indonesian woman, held in Malaysia since 2017 on suspicions of assassinating the North Korean leader's half-brother, has been released from detention. Reuters' Grace Lee.
A Malaysian court has dropped murder charges against Siti Aisyah, one of the women accused of killing Kim Jong-un's half-brother. The 26-year-old Indonesian was released from custody Monday morning after prosecutors told the court they'd been instructed to withdraw charges, though they wouldn't say why. She, along with 30-year-old Vietnamese Duan Thi Huang, had both been suspects in the poisoning of Kim Jong-nam, the estranged brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. They were accused of smearing the toxic nerve agent VX on his face as he waited to board a flight at a Malaysian airport in February 2017.
That's Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. Algeria's president returned there Sunday after 2 weeks in a Swiss hospital as he faces significant protests that pose a threat to his 20-year rule. We get more from Reuters' Saskia O'Donoghue.
Abdelaziz Bouteflika lands amid mass protests that pose a significant threat to his 20-year rule. Algerians of all social classes have staged mass protests over the past 3 weeks against Bouteflika's decision to stand in April's election. The ruling FLN party has urged all sides to work together to end the political crisis. But there are no signs Algerians are prepared to heed that call after rejecting Bouteflika's offer to limit his term after the election. And in the clearest indication yet that the country's generals sympathise with the protesters, the chief of staff has said the military and the people had a united vision of the future without mentioning the protests. Many of the protesters are young Algerians desperate for jobs and angry at unemployment, corruption and an elderly elite.
That's Reuters' Saskia O'Donoghue reporting. Secretary John Bolton has weighed in on the Venezuelan raging power struggle between embattled ruler Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Juan Guaido, who is recognized by much of the international community as interim president. He said that momentum is on Guaido's side, but suggested it will be Venezuelans who make sure the opposition leader prevails. The man who succeeded leftist firebrand Hugo Chavez as president in 2013, Nicolas Maduro, continually blames Washington for Venezuela's problems. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.